This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In the review of this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is sending shlichim, malachim, messengers to Edom, and asking him basically to cut through his land in order to get him to Eretz Israel. Okay, so the Torah says, Vayishlach malachim, Moshe malachim, Mikadesh, El melech Edom, Ko amar, Achicha Israel. Ata adata et kol atla asher metzatnu. He's giving him a little bit of piece of history. Our forefather went to Egypt, and we sat there for many days, and then we cried to God, God saved us, and now we're on your border, and please give us to cut through. If we'll use something, we'll buy it, we'll pay money, etc., etc. And Rashi on the spot is speaking on the fact that when Moshe turning to Melech Edom, he turning to him, Ko amar achicha Israel, right? Am Israel, your brother, right? So why turn to him in that term of brother? So Rashi saying, achicha Israel, mara leazkir kan achva. Why he mentioned that he's his brother? Ela amar lo, achim anachnu bnei Avram, right? Who is Edom? Edom is descendants of Esav, right? Esav and Yaakov, both are descendants of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, as we remember from Parashat Lech Lecha, he got the promise for the land, right? But with it, he also got the fact that God says to him, right, Yadoa teda ki ger yeh zaracha be'eretz lo lahem ve'avadum v'inu otam 400 shana. You should know that your kids will be in exile for 400 years, right? So, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu is turning to Edom and says, I'm your brother, but we both bnei Avraham, right? She'ne'emar lo ki ger yeh zaracha ve'al shnenu haya chov, right? That's a debt that we needed to pay. What God says to Avram that your kids will be, you know, slave for 400 years, that's the debt that we both needed to pay. I took one for the team. I'm the one that paid it. Because you decided to move to Edom, right? Esav moved to Seir and set in Edom. And therefore, right, the results of that says Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's sending them the messengers to Edom, he says, right, since you excuse yourself, you took yourself out from the bad part of the promise to Avram Avinu, so you will not benefit also from the good part, meaning the land. So don't come now and claim, oh, I'm also in the sense of Avram, and God promised Avram the land, so it should be mine as well. Okay, why it's important to realize that? I think that, you know, it's also coming out, just lately we read in Shavuot, we read the Megillat Rut, right? So in the end of the Megillah, right? When Naomi is sending Rut in order to speak with Boaz that he will do Yibum, so he says, ah, it's true, I'm relative, but there is a closer relative, right? And when the Megillat Rut is describing for us, we see that, you know, it says that, you know, he offered the closer relative, he says, oh, the land that belonged to all the family, right? Should be yours. He says, yeah, we'll take it. He says, just a second, but it's coming with a package deal. It's coming with fruit. He says, ah, if that's the case, you know, I'm giving my right, and she's doing chalitza, and then, right, we know that Boaz is marrying her and getting the profit of the fields and the property of the whole family. Now, I think that, you know, it's a big message for us. A lot of time we like to look on the benefits that we're supposed to drive. Okay, from different things. Okay, if it's true for the life in yeshiva, it's true for life after yeshiva, it's true anywhere that you will be. But when you're thinking and aiming to, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that, think also what's the responsibility and what's your obligation because of that. Because usually it's coming as a package deal. There is benefits that you can drive, but there's also obligation. And you need to realize that you can't come, you know, and only claim for the rights if you're not willing to put your neck down and to carry the load with others when there is a responsibility.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.